Welcome back to SIVO Sisters, where we demystify and diversify the field of anesthesiology all within the duration of an anesthesia break. And we are continuing on with our series with Dr. Manah Hagos, an anesthesiologist, entrepreneur, author. To know more about her, go back to our first episode with Dr. Manah Hagos, January 15th, 2024. In this episode, we're going to discuss the keys to networking, how to get started with that pesky idea that keeps bothering you that you could make money off of, and finally, how to avoid and being used. We're going to jump right in the keys to networking. Please enjoy.
The more that we interact with people who are not from that world, the more we realize how some things are very different, whether a positive or negative. But those things that are very different, it helps us to be able to take a step back or take a step out and look at things a little bit more pragmatically, or at least with a new, fresh set of eyes. So you mentioned, I'm so glad you mentioned when the surgeon, when she or he is talking about golfing or whatever trip they went on, that's an opportunity too, to continue building the network. Because who's to say that that woman's golf buddies or that man's golf buddies aren't people who are also connected to other people who are doing interesting things.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And you so casually talked about, I started my second business. And it's like, wait a minute. We didn't hear how you started the first. We understand the nature of the idea. And it certainly sounds like it was timely and relevant. But how did one get started? Because you've already talked about how we're well positioned to contribute, to problem solve the things of this world. But a lot of us really just get hung up on that first step. What do I do? And that inertia is paralyzing. So what did that look like getting started with that first business?
Okay. First of all, the fact that you used inertia in a sentence makes my pre-collegiate physics nerd so excited. I thought I was gonna major in physics, even though I knew it was gonna kill my GPA. I was like, this is so fun. I did it because I saw the light. But I will say that, so this is something, for anyone who's interested in entrepreneurship or they just want to have exposure to something to kind of get the juices flowing in their mind, when you listen to different founders' story, whether they are new to the game, right? Or they are true to the game. They've been doing this for a while and they're a leader in a multi-billion dollar company. You'll notice something that I've noticed when I've listened to these interviews. And that is that usually their idea, their concept started from necessity. Necessity breeds innovation. There's a reason that that statement is an idiom. Necessity breeds innovation. So that could mean something that makes someone so mad that there isn't a product that does this thing that they need, and they cannot be the only person who feels this way. Mm-hmm. Okay. One common example or easy example that comes to mind quickly is leggings or stockings. So there's a concept idea of nude colored, and nude colored is different depending on the person, because humans, H-U-E, color, right? We come in all different colors. And this particular item that is nude shade isn't nude for so-and-so. And whoever decided, okay, well, I need this for myself. And I know there's other people who want this too. So it can be, it doesn't always come from something that is this astronomical idea of, I'm going to save everybody who has genetic disease B, C, D, E. And if you are, that's incredible. And please keep it up. It just comes from usually, and this is something you talked about in the pre-med survival guide, how to get your mindset right, which is the power of our emotions is so vast that we usually don't understand how poignant they can be until it's something very extreme. Mm-hmm. So anger. Some people will not recognize how powerful a form of anger is until it manifests as this physical, all-consuming rage that results in physical violence. Okay, now we can see anger is very powerful.
Right.
Or frustration. Someone is so frustrated that they are pushed beyond their physical, mental, emotional, spiritual limits, that they behave in a way that they never would have imagined that they would have behaved. Okay, where they hurt themselves, where they hurt someone else, or they destroy something that is beautiful and helps other people. I mean, it manifests itself in so many other ways. Mm-hmm. Now, the examples that I mentioned are a form of like negative representation of those powerful emotions. So take a mental exercise with me, join me, and think of it on the opposite end of the spectrum of the positive, powerful implications of being able to harness this incredible energy that we have, which is emotion, mm-hmm. and then transmute that into action.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and what you speak is so true when you talk about sales and engaging with people, because people, and this is really for anything in life, when you're giving a talk, when you're engaging with others, really tapping into that emotion, right? That's why they say whenever you have a talk, you should open with a story or a statistic, because you're engaging the emotion. That's how you hook them. That's how you get them involved. And so as you think about your own life, as you highlighted, what are those areas that get you angry and upset? And that is an area that you probably should look at. What about that gets you angry and upset? And how are you uniquely positioned to be able to identify or alleviate what that ill or issue is? But once they've identified that, oh, and by the way, I didn't want to forget, when you talked about listening to founders, there is a podcast called Founders. Again, I'm not, you know, getting paid anything to recommend that. But if you're like, well, why do you listen to that? It's like there's a Founders podcast that you can listen to where you hear about all of these great innovators, you know, in the world. So that's a great place to start. But as far as like your idea and taking that to fruition, was there any sort of roadmap you were following as far as like all the books you were reading about, okay, this is what I want? And did you assemble a team? Did you end up selling that company off, or what ended up happening with it?
Yeah. So you're referring to the digital publishing company or the tutoring?
Oh, the very first one you did, the tutoring.
Yeah. So the first was a mobile private tutoring company. And it's funny that you asked it, because I was speaking to somebody else recently and he said, oh, wow. So did you sell that company off? And I thought that would be amazing. I did not sell that company off, but I did make a respectable amount of earned wages that helps me to pay some very expensive bills. and that was something that I was very proud of and happy with. And I'm very excited to be able to say at some point in the future, hopefully near future, where I can say, yes, I've, you know, my team and I, or this mm-hmm. team that I've been a part of, we're very fortunate and proud to be able to say we've sold this company to an even larger company for a great sum of money that I can do some fun stuff with it. And I think that will happen. I'm hopeful that will happen. So for that tutoring company, it's something that I started out of necessity. Yeah, I said to myself, when so many companies that I was applying to for a job in between UCLA undergrad and medical school was, we'll be happy. This is the way I took it. Nobody actually said this. They were all very polite. We'll be happy to use you, your skills, your experiences, your personality, your affect for our benefit for free. That's how I thought about it. And some people may think I'm sensitive, and that's okay. I'm a sensitive human being. There's nothing wrong with that. And I thought, that doesn't make any sense to me. I should be able to use everything that I've worked hard for my own benefit. I should be able to make money off of this. That yeah. There has to be a way, and I just need to figure out. And there's no way that I graduated with a near 4.0 GPA from UCLA with a degree in behavioral neuroscience, and I can't figure it out. Like, there has to be a way, and I just need to use this thing called the internet and come up with some idea of what I know, what can I do, and can I create a viable business plan around that? Mm-hmm. And yeah. So that's what I do.
So I think it's crucial that you highlight for us how people expect you to do free work. And that happens so much. I don't know if it's because we're women of color. I don't know if it's trying to appeal to your empathetic, all caring side because you want to go into medicine at the time, you're pre-med. But I feel like as physicians and there's so many layers to this. I'm not sure why, but people assume that we should do work for free. And it's like, you would never go to a lawyer and ask them, well, can you just review like this contract just for free, please? Like, it's just one page. You wouldn't even think of it, right? There's a retainer, there's an hourly rate, there is a amount per page that they would charge. But yet for us, it's always, well, and we have to be so careful about that because for us, we think, oh, well, it's easy. Why not? Sure, I'll help. But then you end up looking up and you've expended all this energy and you don't have anything to show for it. So thank you for just doing the rally call and saying, no, you need to get paid. You need a retainer, you need to get paid. There needs to be a very clear means of transfer of wealth here. You're making them wealthy. That needs to return back to you. And it's so unethical that's how often we're approached, but we really have to remind them that no, this is expertise and it comes at a cost. You paid that cost by paying the tuition and putting in the study, right? So that's how that works.
You said it so well. And for anyone who's wondering why is she laughing, because what you're saying, Dr. Peterson, is so right. I'm laughing because when you said you paid for this in tuition, I literally thought to myself, I paid with this with my life.
Yeah.
I literally exchanged decades of my life for the pursuit and the attainment of the MD and the knowledge and the expertise and the wisdom. I paid with my life. Of course, I should get something back for that.
Yeah.
So that's why I laughed, because the irony in that statement was magnified for me in that moment. And I'm glad you mentioned that with other professionals. And I thought to myself, the word that came into mind was exploitation.
Mm-hmm.
It's exploitation to make an assumption about, and I'm not referring to any organization or business. I'm speaking generally here. But it's called exploitation when you either coerce or intimidate or threaten or insert word mm-hmm. of choice, somebody to provide you goods or services without payment. That's actually what exploitation means. Mm-hmm. Somebody can fight me on the exact definition. That's okay. But that's what it means.
So that's absolutely right. And that's something that minoritized individuals really have to be vigilant about, because historically speaking, that is something that has been just in the fabric of our engagement across many different industries and sectors, if you will.
Very, 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 very well said, Dr. Peterson. Very well said. And I recognize that there is a lot of nuance to that, right? And of course, this podcast and all its listeners are very advanced individuals with educations and experiences that quite literally only a couple of people in the world can say that they do what we do and know what we know. So that's something to keep in mind, by the way, for any of us who have certain tough days. There are literally only a handful of people in the world who can do what we do and who know what we know and are able to do it as well as we do, despite all the stuff that we have going on as human beings.
As you know, at SIVO Sisters, we demystify and diversify the field of anesthesiology, all within the duration of a what? Anesthesia break. We're coming up on time. Break is probably over. Join us next week as we continue this thrilling conversation. Ta-ta! I hope you enjoyed this episode of SIVO Sisters. If you love this episode as much as I did, head on over and rate and subscribe so you don't miss out. New episodes drop every week on a Monday because we all can use a little something to get us through the week. Am I right? I'd love to hear more from you on the topics that you want to hear. So let me know in the comments. This is Dr. Peterson signing off. See you next time.